setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and then the all-important, how do I get there? Part counselor, part coach, part cheerleader. I am a man of the people because I believe that every person on the planet was created to fill a unique role in this world, in your work, through your work. The most popular view of work in this world is that we work to live. I work to get paid, to help pay for the things I need to survive. Shelter, food, transportation, all the utilities, blah, 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 blah. And whatever's left over, well, we try to make this existence on this planet as comfortable as possible. Now, there's no meaning in that. That right there, that worldview is why people are miserable on Monday. That worldview is why people are living for the weekend. Oh, if I could just make it to happy hour, I can go drink my face off to try to forget how awful my boss is. It's just the reality. Some of you aren't drinking your face off, but you get my point. Life is too short to live for the weekend. The average person in this world will work 90,000 plus hours in their lifetime. Why would you just do something that you can, well, I'm kind of good at it. That gets me a paycheck. See, when you begin to understand that you were created to work, in other words, let me change the word because that freaks out some of you. Oh, I am more than my work. Of course you are. It's not your identity. I don't believe in being a workaholic, Ken. Great, neither do I. But if I changed you, you were created to work, to create it, to contribute, then all of a sudden people go, oh, okay, now I'm down. That's why we all long to make a difference in this world. That's why the most confused callers on the Ken Coleman Show, if I say, well, what do you want to do? They go, I don't know, Ken, I just want to help people. And I always say, welcome to the human race. All of us are united, no matter what our politics, our faith, or whatever. All of us are united around the fact that we want to make a difference in this world. And the reason is because you were created to work, to contribute. So I want to help you get on purpose. Two major areas of getting on purpose in your life, your relational and your professional lives. And many times they combine. Many of you can't get where you want to go because you can't afford to, at least you feel like you can't. Good news, I am powered by Ramsey Solutions. Dave Ramsey, my mentor, we can help take care of your money plan along with your plan to do the dream job. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. John in Roanoke, Texas is going to start us off. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
John, I'm living the dream. How can I help?
Well, first I want to say I think it's only fair that I say thanks on behalf of my wife as well as myself because she told me about you, and that's why I'm calling.
Ah, it's a good woman right there. Tell her I said hi.
I married up in every sense of the word.
There you go. Me too, bro. Me too.
So, you know, I could give you as little or as much landscape as you want, but the bottom line is I'm in that position of I do feel I was created, you know, to do something, to add value, to give back. I feel like I've got gifts, I've got talents, and I've been in the operational industrial leadership world for the better part of 35 years, and I found myself abruptly unemployed, and I'm in that position of do I go back there? Is there something else I should be doing? And I don't have the tools to figure out the what, the where, the how, and that's where you come in.
All right.
I'm looking for the tools.
Yeah. Have you listened to the show at all prior to this call, or are you just dialed it up?
Full transparency, sir. I didn't even know who you were until my wife told me about you.
Fantastic.
You know Dave Ramsey.
Yeah. Well,
but I did not know about you until she mentioned.
Great.
The Ken Coleman Show.
Well, so here's the deal. Before I get into the methodology, we can walk through your talent, what you do best, passion, work you really love to do, and then mission, results that you want to accomplish. You have answers to all three of those things. Right now, your brain, as you heard me say that, is just kind of popping. So before we try to break that down, let's just remove your head for a moment. Let's remove what you think about yourself at this stage of your life and what kind of job you, what would this safe job be and all the benefits. Let's just remove all of that. And let's just assume for a moment that I could wave my Ken Coleman Show pencil in the air that I'm holding right now, and I go poof, and I put you in a professional role tomorrow where you cannot fail. You would love it. It would produce results that would make you feel good about your work and yourself, but you couldn't fail. But you didn't have to commit to it either. What would you try, John? And I know you got an answer. I do this all the time because I know what your brain's doing. You're going, oh, I don't know, Ken. And you want to say you don't know, but you do know. You do know. Because when I set you up, your brain was already moving faster and further than I was. And that's why you're laughing. But you may be afraid to say it because you're not quite sure how to get there. I'll figure that part out with you. I want you to tell us, John, what would you try tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail and you didn't have to commit to it for the rest of your life?
You know, I'd be in a position to where I'm speaking to, inspiring, and leading people to be better leaders, better people, some kind of pastoring. You know, if I was on a pulpit, fine, well, hard, but, you know, I've been in the business world wanting to do that.
Stop.
Teaching leaders how to love and lead people.
There it is. Oh, my gosh, that last sentence. You want to be teaching leaders how to lead and invest in other people. I think that's how you said it. Something like that.
That's a fair statement.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, great news. You have been in leadership in your 35-year career. At some point, you've been in leadership, correct?
Correct.
So the question is not, am I good at leading? Do I love leading? No, we know that talent, passion, check, check, mission. What are the results of leading? Maybe you've not been able to truly hone in on those results, but you've delivered it on some level. Check, check, check. Do you have the talent to be a leader? Yes. Do you have the passion to lead? Yes. Are you missional in leadership? Yes. It's not about title for you. It's about results of leading and serving others and seeing them become their best selves and then pass that along. Check, check, check. Great news. Leading others is in your sweet spot. Great. So the question is, where would you most want to lead? And you kind of talked about it. You know, do you do it in church ministry where you may not be the senior pastor? Maybe you are. I don't know. But ultimately, you've got to let your heart answer that question. Where would I most love to lead others and pour into leaders? And so I'm not going to put you on the spot on this because you're new to the show, but therein lies your homework assignment. Where are all the places I would want to lead? And this is what you ask yourself. So I've got 7 stages to meaningful work, John. You're brand new to the show. A lot of people are listening. Listen to the 7 stages. You're familiar with Dave Ramsey and the baby steps. I got 7 stages.
Yes,
stage 1 is get clear. You're clear. You were already clear before the call. I just had to pull it out of you. You're clear on what you want to do. Stage 2 is get qualified. So as you begin over the next days, weeks, nights, months, where can I lead? Where do I want to lead? Ask yourself, stage 2, what do I need to do to be qualified? Then I need to get connected, stage 3, and ultimately then it gives me the opportunity to get started. That's where you are. Walk it out. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, if you're a business owner and you don't know your numbers, I hate to say it, but you don't know your business. And when markets are shifting, it's even more important. You've got to do everything you can to set yourself up for success. You don't have to be in the dark. Over 31,000 businesses, including our team here at Ramsey, know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and inventory, so you can actually manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve your margins. Having everything in one place has saved our team hours each week since we made the switch to NetSuite. No more jumping between 3 or 4 different systems. We have quick access to what's going on in our business at all times. NetSuite is a game changer. So head to netsuite.com/Ken to get a product tour today. That's netsuite.com/Ken. helping you move from paycheck to purpose in your work, enjoying, truly enjoying, thriving, making more money, experiencing more meaning in your work. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. I am your counselor, coach, and cheerleader all in one phone call. I need a three-sided hat with three bills, and I just spin it as we move through the progression. That if you're new to the program, this is the experience. It's a caller-driven show. We have guests from time to time. We have some fun stuff we're cooking up. We're bringing some new stuff, fun stuff. We're just going to keep bringing you the gold here on the show. But that's the role. Because somebody asked me that on a podcast of theirs recently. How would you describe how you interact with your audience? And I said, I'm a counselor at the start of the call because I have to listen. I have to listen for things that aren't being said. And then I got to move into coach. And at the end, I need to be cheering. Got to be a cheerleader. You can do this. You got this. You're doing the right stuff, right? That's what we all need, don't we? So let me be that for you. It's a free call. Let me also mention that we get a lot of tactical questions here. Hey, I think there's some of you out there that are just, you're going through a down season. You're just like, I'm down. I'm dealing with fear. I'm dealing with pride. Hey, call me on those. I've been there. Are you kidding me? I still wrestle with that crap. Can I just tell you, if you're dealing with fear, doubt, and pride, can I also tell you that that's a good thing? Not that you're being stuck with it or that you're not overcoming it, because we'll get you through that. But it's a good sign. It means you're on purpose. It means you're making some progress, even if it's just thinking and dreaming about something. That's a good thing. Well, Ken, I'm not doing anything. Well, at least you're dreaming about it. That's a good first little baby step. So let's go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Tucson, Arizona is where we go next. Joy joins us there. Joy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thank you so much for taking my call. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. What's going on with you?
So I'm a newer listener, but I'm a quick study. I finished my Get Clear assessment.
Good.
I'm halfway through with Paycheck to Purpose.
Uh-oh.
I caught your live stream.
Uh-oh.
I'm already on ZipRecruiter.
Come on.
I just got my copy of the Proximity Principle.
I feel like you need a sticker. I feel like you need a A+ Ken Coleman Show listener sticker. This is so impressive what you've done.
Why? Thank you. And it's just a privilege to talk to the man, the myth, the legend.
Oh boy, myth is about right. What's going on?
So, first off, it's all working, and I've got some really interesting opportunities in front of me. So, listeners, if you're not already doing these things, get on ZipRecruiter.
Come on.
Telling the truth here.
Oh my goodness. Listen to Joy. Joy, you should be a co-host of the show. So what's, I love when we've got options. Tell me what's going on.
So I'm down to the final stages of interviews for a couple of positions that are all, I'm just going to say interesting opportunities. And one of them is, you know, it's in my field of study. It's something that, you know, I'm on fire to do it. It's what I went to graduate school for. Mm-hmm. And it's a little difficult to break into that kind of work. And I can talk about that because I came prepared to work today, Ken.
Yes.
So my question is this. Do I take a job with a company that, you know, it seems like it's going to be high pressure kind of boiler room to get the experience in my field of study where my heart is? Or do I, you know, stay where I am at, where it's safe, but it's really kind of anti my mission statement, my work environment.
Well, you know what the answer to that question is.
Well, my husband and I talked about that, and he said, I already know what Ken's going to say.
What did he say?
He said, Ken's going to say, take the job, even though it's higher risk.
Yeah, well, I want to assess the risk, but let me first say that my first answer is it doesn't necessarily have to be this opportunity.
Okay.
So I want to dive into the risk in this boiler room kind of thing, because that needs some work. But here's the deal.
Okay.
We're not staying where we are. We just don't know when we're leaving. That's what Ken, that's what Ken says.
Yes.
Like, it's not an option to stay.
Correct.
We are just looking for the right option to leave. That's where my head is at. All right. Now, what is the concern about the boiler room. Where's the evidence for that? And what does that mean?
So I listen to your podcast every day. So I took to heart what you said about they're not only interviewing you, but do your research on the company.
Yeah.
So I Googled around, I looked at employee reviews, and I looked back at the job description, and I've already gone through two separate kind of, primer interviews with them. So I'm set for my big, big one at the end of this week. I've got their side of the story. I've got former employees, and I'm piecing these things together because one of my talents is, inspection and organization. So okay. I've got all this stuff where I'm piecing it together and trying to understand this. And it's so interesting that on your show today, you talked about call centers. So this is an online student advising job for college students, but it's in a call center environment. So it's fast paced. I'm going to have, a big caseload. I'm going to have call times.
Okay, let me ask you this. All right, so let me. Okay, so just to speed up our conversation, because we're limited. Yes, we got commercial breaks coming up, so I want to help you. So two questions you need to answer quickly. What is the end of the ladder? What's the professional pinnacle for you? Is it advising college students?
Yes, but in a university or community college setting,
of course,
not
in a call center. So that's what you're weighing. You're going, this gets me in, but it is a very unique, it's kind of like entry level though. So from that standpoint, it's good. Did you talk to the employees you talked to? You did all this inspection, which is great, by the way. Are they healthy people? Meaning, did they give you? Were they pissed off when they left? And so I'm not sure we need to be putting all of our hope in the validity of their information.
And I thought about that. Because
you already answered my question. I want you to talk to people that are happy there. But can I also ask you this? Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people do you think are truly happy in a call center long term?
The management.
Okay, so here's
the
deal.
Frontline people.
Right. So it's very interesting. So, here's my point. I don't know what the risk is here. Is there a risk? What's the risk then? Other than you just being, you think you might get fried because you're in a cube talking on the phone all day long. What's the risk?
I think that's really what it is. I don't see this being long-term, but, it goes back to one of your principles about getting qualified and getting prepared. I'm kind of looking at this more like a paid internship. I may have to be in a call center in a cube talking to people, but if that's what's going to get me the work experience.
All right, let me ask you this, because we got a minute and a half left. If 6 months from now, you've gotten tons of experience and you go, this is clearly enough, but I can't keep this pace up. Is that going to hurt you guys financially if you have to move again?
No.
Then I would do it.
All right.
I would do it. I would do it because I think the invaluable experience you're going to get, because you know what? Dave Ramsey didn't send me to radio school. He knew I had done talk radio before I started the show 4 years ago. And he told me, hey, you're going to do your show. You always want to do a caller-driven show. I hadn't done much of it at all. Had not done it to the level I'm doing it now. You know what? Didn't matter. It was time to go. I got to do it. And the invaluable experience of advising real students is great. If a year from now you're ready to bolt, great. And you step off of this rung into the next rung or onto the next rung. I think you do this. I don't see any downside. You and your husband talk about it again. If there's no financial downside and you keep your spirits up and you leave work at work and you get over any of the negatives about a call center and go, I'm grateful for this because it's the ultimate boot camp for me to get the experience I need to do what I want to do, I would jump into it with both feet. Go, Joy. Go. Don't think about it anymore. Just do it. Somebody ought to have a slogan for that for tennis shoes or something. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move from paycheck to purpose. Life is too short for you to work this J-O-B that you have no passion for and no opportunity to grow. Come on, folks. You know there's more. Let's figure out what that is for you and how you get there. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Chris in Detroit, Michigan. Chris, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. First off, I want to say thank you so much for everything you and Dave Ramsey over at Ramsey Solutions have done. Like, my wife and I, we paid off our debt and saved up for a down payment. So just want to say thank you first off for everything you guys do.
Well, you did it, brother. That's awesome. Good for you.
No, thank you. Thank you. So my question is, how do I build a creative business that gives me purpose? I can give you a little bit of backstory. So I'm a 35-year-old. I've been designing kids' products for about 12 years for manufacturers. I'm currently freelancing, but I kind of see myself in the future making my own products, whether that be digital or physical products. And I guess right now I have a lot of self-doubt and fear of failure. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just needed some guidance on, like, you know, how to build that creative business.
Yeah.
That gives me purpose.
Yeah. Well, I think you have an idea when it comes to purpose, what you want to do. What are the products that you get most enjoy? Because we know you have a passion for designing products, creating, mm-hmm. whether it be digital or physical products. You love all the work that's associated with that. Is that true?
Yeah. For the most part, I feel like manufacturing was kind of in my blood. Like,
great.
Dad worked at GM, and, you know, my grandpa worked, you know, milling and in milling,
sure.
and stuff like that.
Okay, so here's the deal. So stop. You're already trying to convince yourself. You know that you love product design, and most of what goes into that, you have the juice for. There's parts of my job, meetings and other type of things that I don't love, but 85-90% of what I do every day, I'm absolutely in love with. And you can say that about about this work. True or false?
I would say true. I would say the one thing is I really want to make products for myself, I guess, more than anything else.
I get it, but I get it. I'm sorry. I've left the door open for a guy who's struggling with doubt, and I shouldn't have left the door open for you. You did it again. You love the work. Most of the work, yeah. You love it. You have a passion for it. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, then. I don't care who you're making it for. I'm talking about the making. So the good news is, you know, you love the making process. I don't need you to weigh in anymore. You've already told me that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got passion for it, then it's all about the missional result. If you love making products, then we must focus on the products you most want to make, which is where you just went a moment ago.
Right.
When you say making products for yourself, you don't mean for you to use, do you?
No.
I mean, it just means you want to be your own boss.
Right.
Okay, but that's great. But the point is, we must first figure out, you asked me, Ken, how do I come up with a business that I'm going to have purpose in? Well, you got to have passion and mission. Talent, using what you do best. Passion, work you love. Mission, results that matter. You use your talent to perform your passion to produce your mission. So it simply comes down to, what are the products that you most get fired up about creating? When you answer that, ding, 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 therein lies the business ideas, because the business is going to be designing and or making / manufacturing products. The question is, which products you get most fired up about. Once you figure that out, now the business idea essentially takes care of itself, because you're in the business of designing manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
So stop thinking, stop being so full of doubt, because you know you're good at it. We knew that's why I never even asked you if you're good at it, because I know you're good at it. You've been doing it a long time, right?
Mm-hmm. Right? Right.
We know you love it. So what products would, if you were going to start a company today, what products would you start? If you started your own business on the side, what kind of products would you design and manufacture?
You know, I've kind of been thinking, you know, it could be anything adjacent to the products I'm making now, more like kids products, like games.
Okay, great. So is there a conflict of interest there? Could you keep your day job and then do this on the side if it was different? Is there some type of conflict of interest? Is there space for you to not create any kind of friction?
I would have to talk to my clients, but I feel like there's space to do that.
No, yeah. I don't want you to talk to your clients. You talk to your clients, and okay. you're asking permission from somebody. It's not their call. It's your call.
Right.
You know what conflict of interest is, yes or no?
No, it wouldn't be a conflict of interest.
Okay, no. So as long as there's no conflict of interest, no, like, I'm getting paid to design this product, and now I'm going to go develop a competitive product. I'm just saying, as long as there's no competition and it's in a little bit different space, I don't know why you couldn't start it on your own, because I think that's the journey. Am I right? You're going to have to kind of get it going. You don't have the money, maybe, and all the resources, it doesn't sound like to me, to be able to start it cold turkey tomorrow, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm answering your question. I just told you how to figure out the business, so you know what the business is. You know what the business is that gives you purpose. So what you need to do is you start small and you grow slow. So you start, let me go design a product that's in a completely different space than what I'm doing right now. I'm going to keep my day job and I'm going to go develop this and I'm going to try to sell that and get that going. And then I'll try the next thing. And I think you know the journey better than I do as it relates to what must be true to, in this side hustle, okay, Chris Children's Products, Inc. We're going to rename that because that's a horrible name. But for right now, that's what we're calling it. And you're going to get started and you're going to start building it up. And then eventually you're going to get to the point where you're bringing in enough revenue and you've got 3 to 6 months of your salary in the bank and you know you've got enough clients that you can step from one doc to the next doc. That's how this is going to go. Make sense?
Yep, it does. Yep.
Any other questions?
No, that's all I have.
Well, listen, Chris, I feel like you're wearing a heavy robe of doubt. Am I right about that? I don't mind being wrong.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right.
Dude, listen to me. There's nothing for you to doubt. You have the talent. You have the passion. And you know the mission. So this is in your sweet spot, brother. It's what I teach. You're exhibit A. But for some reason, you're doubting yourself, and I don't know why. It's a lie.
I feel like it's mostly like a fear of failure.
Okay, great.
Maybe
great.
You know, maybe it's that.
Okay, what must be true?
Choosing the wrong path.
But wait a second. We just talked about it. I teach, which is why you called my show. We just verified we put in your information into my formula. Does Chris have the talent? Yes, Chris does. Does Chris have a passion for the work? Yes, he does. Is this work on mission for him? Does it create a result that matters deeply to Chris? Absolutely. We plugged it in. This is on purpose. This is the path for you. Okay? So doubt and fear are related. They're cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Doubt that I can do it means that I'm afraid I might fail. Sound familiar?
Yep.
That's the soundtrack in your head, bro. Turn it off. I don't know if I can do it, which means I'm afraid I'll fail. It's doubt and fear. One's on one shoulder, one's on the other, and they're just yelling in your head, and you can't get the soundtrack to stop. The only way you get to stop is to call them out and say you're a liar. Doubt needs to go away because you can do it. You have all the talent. You have the passion. You got the mission. You can do it. Fear. Well, let's just call fear out. Are you going to do something stupid? Are you going to take out a big giant loan and get yourself over leveraged? Okay. Are you going to quit your good day job and go all in on an idea that's not producing revenue?
No.
In other words, you aren't stupid, are you, Chris?
No, I'm not.
So the only way you fail financially is if you do something stupid. True or false?
True.
Don't do anything stupid, Chris. I mean, sometimes it just comes down to that, Joe. We're afraid. What must be true? A bunch of stupid things. Oh, great. Am I stupid? No. Am I going to do stupid? No. All right. My time's almost up. But before I let you go, remember this. You matter, and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.